video, and boy, we really got into it hot and heavy, and I'll finish it up tonight. What is a Mormon? And you cannot judge all Mormons by some Mormons, just like you can't judge all Baptists by Baptists. So some of them are a little backslidden, don't believe everything their church teaches. But basically, I'm going to give you a little history of the origin of the Mormon church. It's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is not just like Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Mormon. It's not that at all. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian believe in the Bible as our authority and nothing else. The Mormon church has the Book of Mormon. Damien, go down on my desk. I think I got a little Book of Mormon. It's blue. It's about that big. And get it for me. And I was going to show you some. The Book of Mormon. And the Mormons are the guys who wear the white short sleeve shirt and dark tie and dark pants and ride bicycles around the community and knock on doors to share their faith and try to convert you to the Mormon church. Now, this here is the Book of Mormon, and they'll tell you that they use the Book of Mormon and the Bible, and they'll say, what they say is, the Book of Mormon goes along with the Bible. It says, the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. And so we'll look at a couple things in here tonight and try to learn a little bit here this evening. Now, I told you the other night, there's marks of cults. We, as fundamental Bible-believing Christians, consider the Mormon church to be a cult. Just like Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, there's a reason for that. Cult, you identify a cult because a cult always claims extra biblical revelation. And what does that mean? That means God spoke to prophet so-and-so or some angel told him stuff that goes above and beyond the Bible. We don't accept that. We think if an angel came in your room and told you something that was against the Bible, that's the wrong kind of angel. Amen? Though what the Bible, Paul said, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Paul said, let an angel be accursed. Paul put a curse on the angel Moroni that gave Joe the baloney. That's Joseph Smith. And the golden plates. Now, the Mormon, like most cults, also, they include works as a part of your salvation. In other words, salvation is not just by grace alone, through faith. You always have to do something to be saved. Number three, they have an uncertain hope. None of them know where they're going when they die. Number four, they have an earthly head. Most cults do. Some big shot somewhere in Salt Lake City or Rome or somewhere is the head over the whole thing. Number five, they claim special discoveries like the Book of Mormon, the golden plates, so forth and so on. Number six, they denounce all other religions as being false and they're the only ones right. That's a sign of a cult. We don't do that. I believe there's Mormons that's saved. If they believe on the Lord and trust Him as their Savior, before they got messed up, they got saved, right? So we are much more broad in our thinking than they are towards us. They don't believe none of us are. The Catholic Church teaches that none of us are Christians because we don't take the Mass blessed by a Catholic priest. I don't teach that all Catholics are not Christians. I believe there's a lot of Catholics that are Christians. If they got saved, they're a Christian. They may be messed up on their beliefs, but they still got born again. There's a lot of them that just confused, but they're still saved. All right? As one fellow said, the only thing wrong with a Catholic is his church. It's what the church teaches. It's bad. The other thing is misuse of finances. That's a sure giveaway. Most cults have some shady financial dealing somewhere if you'll look close enough. Number eight, they sell things on the street like roses and stuff. And instead of preaching the gospel, they have these flower hippie girls at airports selling roses to raise money for Sun Young Moon and the Moonies is what we call them. And number nine, they never major on scriptures aimed at a Christian. Now you could take 2 hours in studying that, but that means they'll go back in Ezekiel or Ecclesiastes or somewhere and say, see there, the soul that sinneth it shall die, so nobody goes to hell. Or we'll tread on the wicked like the ashes, so hell's not eternal. They'll take a verse that seems to teach against. Clear. You always know a scriptural perverted person when they take a hard verse of Scripture and interpret it in the light of a plain verse of Scripture. You take your plain verses and interpret the hard verses in the light of the plain, not the other way around. So that's the marks of a cult. Now let me tell you the origin of the Mormon Church. You ready? Here's a little history. September the 21st, 1823. I don't know what people done before 1823, if this is the only truth. 17-year-old Joseph Smith supposedly saw the angel Moroni. Somewhere up there in New York, the angel Moroni appeared to a 17-year-old boy, Joseph Smith. And he told him the location of a set of golden plates containing, quote, the fullness of the everlasting gospel. He found the plates buried in a stone box in Palmyra, New York. So that's what he says. The next day, but Moroni would not let him have them until September 27, 1827, 4 years later. He moved to Pennsylvania and began to translate the plates with the aid of two majestic stones that he called Urim and Thummim, what the Old Testament priest had. He then met a New York farmer named White, last name White, and who financed the project, even though he was warned by Professor Charles Athan of Columbia University that they were false. And Harris never saw the golden plates. Two other people supposedly saw them, Oliver Crowley and David Whitmire, but later left the Mormon Church because of theft and counterfeits. So the two witnesses that saw the golden plates beside Joseph Smith, who was known for his tall tales, left the Mormon Church because of counterfeiting. Let me see if I can find their name here. Yep, here it is, right there, I think. It supposedly has them three guys as witnesses, so it can have... I read it in there, but I want to see it here in the Book of Mormon. Yep, there they are. There they are listed. Oliver Crowley, David Whitmire, and Martin Harris. And one guy never claimed he saw them, and the other two had to leave the Mormon Church because of counterfeiting. Now that's the testimony the entire Mormon Church is built upon. Now, Harris, Crowley, and Whitmire are found in the front of the Book of Mormon as the three witnesses. Does the Book of Mormon claim to have added revelation? See 2 Nephi 21:6. I'm gonna find that right here. 2 Nephi. Nephi, that sounds like it was Nephilim. Nephilim. Nephilim are the giant in the spirit. Back in the Old Testament, are fallen angels, demonic creatures. 2 Nephi 29, and I'm going to read to you 2 Nephi. Let's see here, Lord have mercy. 2 Nephi 29, and verse number 6. 2 Nephi 29, verse number 6. Here we go. Quote, thou fool that shall say, a Bible? We have got a Bible and we need no more Bible? Have you obtained a Bible, save it were by the Jews? That's a funny verse, isn't it? The word Bible ain't even in the Bible. The word Bible means book, and it's not in the Bible. But here in Nephi, it says, thou fool that shall say, a Bible? We have got a Bible, and we need no more Bible. Man's a fool that says that. I must be a fool according to them. I don't think we need no more Bible. Look at verse number 9 here. Verse 9. And I do this that I may prove unto many that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that I speak forth my words according to mine own pleasure, and because that I have spoken one word, ye need not suppose that I cannot speak another. For my work is not yet finished, neither shall it be unto the end of man, neither from that time henceforth and forever. You know what he's hinting around there, that he's got more words to say than just what was in the Bible. Wherefore, because that ye have a Bible, you need not suppose that it contains all my words, neither need ye suppose that I have not caused more to be written. So there's the Book of Mormon claiming to be added revelation above and beyond the Bible. So, which the best thing you can do with the Book of Mormon is line your cabinet drawers with it. Put it in file 13. Now, I don't say that disrespectfully. I say that because it contradicts the Word of God. Amen. Let me give you a little thought here. All the coins in the Bible have been found in abundance. That means every coin, money piece, mentioned in the Bible, the widow's mite, the shekel, a farthing, all those coins mentioned in the Bible, archaeologists go to that country and dig down in and they find tons of them. No coin mentioned in the Book of Mormon has ever been found. So, archaeological discovery are inconsistent with what archaeologists are finding. That's a weird word to say. They teach that in A.D. 34, Jesus came to America from heaven and taught the baptism, communion, the Sermon on the Mount, and in A.D. 35, all the Nephites, people who lived in America, that were Indians, were killed in a battle except for Moroni, the son of Mormon, who later appeared to Joseph Smith. What does that mean? That means they believe that Jesus died on the cross, and he was put in the tomb, and then he rose from the dead, then he went to heaven, and then the next year or two, he came back down, but this time come to America, where the Indians live, and preached the gospel to him, and they had a big war and fight, and all the Nephim, white people, were killed except for Moroni, who showed Joseph Smith the golden plates. I don't know where they get that, but that's what they teach. I think Joseph Smith just made it up. They believe that new revelations had to be added to the Bible, especially Genesis, that Satan and Jesus are brothers. Don't forget that. I showed you on the video last week. They believe that God, and this is one of the most dangerous and false teachings of the whole Mormon church, they believe as God is, man may become. As man is, God once was. So God was once a man like us, and he elevated continually to godhood, and because his spirit wife gave forth to spirit children, and those spirit children came down here and found bodies, babies, to get in and made people on this earth. And that they had a plan to save this world, and Jesus and the devil, Lucifer, were brothers. Jesus had a plan to save it. The devil Lucifer had a plan to save it. And Jesus was chosen, and Lucifer got mad and took a third of the angels and rebelled, and that's where the devil came from. But they were brothers to start with. That's heresy. That's a false teaching. Jesus and the brothers were not, the devil was not brothers. Jesus and the devil no kin to each other. He was not, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Jesus, the only son God had. Like that. And so, that's heresy. If you want to ask a question on that, feel free to go ahead and you can interrupt me right now and we'll go on. But that's one of the most dangerous teaching. They believe that a faithful Mormon, say you were a faithful Mormon, you will someday be as God is now with your celestial wives, many of them, and all your celestial wives will be eternally pregnant and give birth to spirit children that you can go inhabit your own planet with and be like God is over this planet. Now, you may think I'm stretching it. I showed you that on the video last week. Now, I don't know if Mitt Romney believes all that stuff or not, but if he's a good Mormon, he does. I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for him. I mean, if he can do the job, I would vote for him. But I'm just doing this because everybody's asking, you know, what the difference is. What? Repeat what about? Yeah, as God is, man may become. as man is, God once was. So God used to be just like us. Anybody else want to say something on that right there? No, he created him an angel, and then he allowed him to become Lucifer. So you can't say God made the devil. You say he made the angels, and then this angel got pride in his heart and became the devil. Right. He wanted God's place and pride come in his heart, and he wanted to be like the Most High. God allowed that. But God didn't make the devil the devil. You know what I mean? That's a good question. I guess, like you say, pop one out and then another one. I don't know. If I was a woman, I don't know if I'd want to go to heaven. No, well, that's her hope. That's your hope. You ask anybody, any teacher in the Mormon church, the Mormon woman's hope is she has to continually please her husband. You talk about a sexist religion, brother. Or she has to continually please her husband, or she won't even get resurrected on the judgment day because he decides whether she gets resurrected or not. Do what?
I say keep me in the grave if I'm
going to
be
there. That's right. That's right. And that's why Joseph Smith had 30-some wives. Brigham Young had 27 wives and 50-something children. That's polygamy. Polygamy is the practice of multiple wives altogether. Huh? Okay. The way that video explains it, we don't have that God makers in here, do we, Brother Tim? Man, he's got the video. Y'all, everybody in here needs to watch it because people at work's going to be asking you what's a Mormon because they're already talking about it on the news. The God makers. You can look it up on YouTube. The God makers, 1 and 2. It's an hour long presentation of the Mormon Church. God makers means you can become God. And a spirit baby is this: the God in heaven wife has a spirit baby, something, and that spirit goes down to the earth looking for a body and gets in a little baby. And it hurts him. That's why babies cry all the time.
How can they say that lines up with the Bible when that's...
It don't.
That contradicts, you know, God gives, you know...
That's a good question. That's a good question.
How can they say, you know, we go along, you know, we're adding to the Bible when that belief in itself contradicts?
I think they're taking it for granted that you're dumb enough not to know that. I think they're just taking for granted that you don't... That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. My mom, bless her heart, you know, I miss her so bad and everything. I come in one time, and she's watching Garner Ted Armstrong. And, that's a cult. That's a cult leader, brother. And I said, Mom! She said, Danny, he says some good things. Now, you shouldn't criticize him. And, she didn't know. She didn't know the difference. But you don't, remember this, you don't identify a false prophet by what he says. They got honey dripping out of their mouth. You identify a false prophet by what he will not say. He will not say there's internal hell. He will not say Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. You're saved by grace. That's the way you know a crook, by what they refuse to preach. Oh, they know how to slick it up and polish it up so that a Christian will swallow it. The Mormon has no... Okay, hold on. Let me give you some more information here. On June 27th, 1844, Joseph Smith was arrested because the Mormon Legion had destroyed a newspaper office for criticizing their belief in polygamy. Smith was shot and killed, and they made him into their first martyr. Of course, he wasn't. Brigham Young became the leader. BYU, Brigham Young University. You hear about it all the time, basketball team, everything. Their Mecca is temple headquarters in Salt Lake City. They have other temples in Los Angeles, Hawaii, Switzerland, Washington, D.C., and like 8 or 9 others. Only in the temples are celestial marriages and baptism for the dead performed. Smith had over 40 wives, Brigham Young had 27 with 56 children. Well, that guy they put in jail here not long ago, what was his name? Warren Jeffs. Remember seeing that on the news? That's what he followed these guys. And they taught that Jesus had three wives, and Brigham Young wrote that Jesus married Mary and Martha and Mary Magdalene, and they condemned polygamy to get Utah admitted to the Union, United States, but never really abandoned the practice. And there's thousands of them in Utah today that still believe in the practice and belief in polygamy. Polygamy, poly, means many. Monogamy, when somebody's monogamous, they're faithful to one person. Monogamy. Polygamy means there's a bunch of them. And so, mono, like mono means one, poly means many. Like politics, poly means many ticks, bloodsuckers. I'm just kidding. But anyway, a little lesson in grammar there. So, the baptism for the dead is they are, when somebody dies, somebody in the Mormon church is baptized for that person. I mean, people got baptized for Hitler. They've been baptized for everybody that's ever died. Mussolini, Charlemagne, Pharaoh, and everybody. They go in. How many of you have ever been familiar with them going into a town? They'll go in the record books at the archives at the courthouse or wherever and dig and dig, and everybody, somebody gets baptized with them. The only place you can get baptized for the dead is one of the temple. We had a lady in Marion that was been baptized over 150 times for dead people. And they think that if somebody dies without being baptized in the Mormon church, somebody can get baptized for them and get them on up in heaven another notch. That's seven levels of heaven. And maybe move them up a little bit. No hell, but seven levels of heaven. I remember one time we showed that movie in Marion up at New Manor a long time ago. Lord, when that first thing first came out. And I announced that we're going to show a movie on the Mormons, what the Mormon church believes, and everything. And we had a whole row of Mormons show up. I mean, there's about seven or eight of them. And they come in and sit in the back like this. Man, I put that thing on. I said, here we go, folks. And boy, we played that. And they got out of there. And within two or three days, they had wrote a big article in the newspaper about me and how awful I was, and I was judging, and I was in, and I wrote a letter to the editor and said, I didn't even say nothing. I just showed the film. I said, everything on there is documented. Everything on there is proof. Sue them. If they're lying about your church, sue them people that made that movie. And nobody ever said another word about it. And, I mean, they did not like being exposed. But the truth is, the holy underwear, you can see pictures. I showed you a picture of it last week on the video. It comes from right here to right here. And if you are a temple-going Mormon, which most of them are not, but the ones who go visit the temple have to wear that holy underwear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It can never lose contact with your body, ever. When you take a shower, if you're going to take a shower, you peel it off right here and you keep your foot on that dirty piece. And then when you step out of the shower, you put your foot on the clean thing and keep it on you. You can never leave contact with your body. Ain't that weird? That's weird, ain't it? What a weird belief. I don't know, man. In the Old Testament, the priests had holy garments and stuff like that. They probably picked it up from there. That's a weird thing. Yeah, it's like old mama hollered out. She said, son, hey, what are you doing out there in that tater patch? He said, I was looking down like him. He said, you get out of that tater patch. Them taters has got eyes. You ain't got no drawers on. My mom used to say that. I don't know what the significance of that is. I have no idea. All right, basically, I'm going to give you now the basic difference between a Christian and a Mormon. First, the belief about God. A Christian believes in one God, and He's all-powerful, and He made everything in all the universes, solar systems, everything, everywhere. The Mormon Church believes God is a material creature and was once a man like we are. So there's many of them. Everybody got that? Elohim is our God, the one that runs this world. You'll someday have your own world, men, with all your celestial wives. Sort of sound like the Muslims, don't it? All those 72 virgins or whatever supposed to be waiting on them. Can you imagine those guys that flew those planes into that building? Thinking, I'm doing this for Allah and 72 virgins waiting on me. But they wake up and there's in hell and demons screaming out, and they're still there right now. Been there 10, 11 years. But that's the way the devil deceived you. The devil deceived them. That's awful. That's awful. All right, the Bible. A Christian believes the Bible is complete and needs no additions. We don't need anything more necessary for us to know than what God's revealed in the Bible. The Mormon Church believes in new scripture and the writings of Joseph Smith. What about sin? A Christian believes that man is sinful and can only be restored to God by the new birth. That's what a Christian believes. The Mormon Church believes man is progressively becoming a god, and sin was necessary to provide parentage to spirit children. Number four, salvation. A Christian believes that it is the free gift by the grace of God. You can do nothing to earn it or keep it. The Mormon Church believes salvation is by works, and that all men will eventually spend eternity in some level of a multi-storied heaven according to their works. All right, does anybody have a question on that? Just remember that. As man is, God once was. As God is, man may become. Now, if you want to look at the Book of Mormon, I'll leave it up here tonight. And if you'd like to look at it, it's another testament of Jesus Christ. And you can look through it, whatever. Anybody have a question on that right there? I'm about done.
How many books does it have?
I don't know. About 8 or 9, I reckon, maybe. Alma. Helaman. Third Nephi. First Nephi. Second Nephi. Mormon. Ether. Moroni. That's it. Ether, what's that?
Mosiah. As another gospel, and then they got called out on that because it says in the Bible.
Yeah, preach another gospel. That's right. Let him be accursed.
Yeah.
If a man preach another gospel. That's right.
I mean, they used to have the commercials on TV, and it said another gospel.
It's like the Pope used to wear that Vicarius Filii on his crown for hundreds of years. And Roman numerals, and then some of the preachers, Martin Luther and all of them, got to preaching, found out the number, it added up to 666, and he had 666 on his head, and the Catholic Church quit doing that. When preachers start preaching about it, they adjust around here a little bit. Anybody else?
I've got a question. When their preacher preaches, does he preach out of good?
I have no idea if they even have preaching. I don't know what they do. I guess lectures or something out of Bible and the Book of Mormon, I assume. Has anybody ever been to a Latter-day Saint church? Oh, that's right. I still don't believe that. I'm crushed. I can't believe Miss Helen was a Mormon. What do they do? Oh, yeah? Wow. When those guys give 2 years of their life to go on a missionary journey, I read about one of the basketball players at the NCAA tournament right now who's going on a 2 year. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but he must be, and he has offers from you. Who is it? Oh, he played for Carolina? Well, they said he must be from Utah or something, because Utah State tried to get him to play, and he's going on a 2 year mission trip.
You know,
that boy's a Mormon.
Carl Malone played for
the Jazz. Yeah. Was he really? Listen, has anybody in here ever been to Salt Lake City? I've been to the airport in Salt Lake City, but it's the weirdest feeling. It feels like you're on another planet. And I tried to witness and give out tracts. I mean, everybody there is Mormon. That they made a movie out of that where they went out there, keep being persecuted, and settled down out there in the middle of nowhere beside that great Salt Lake. And I mean, that's a big city, but I mean, it's a booming place. It's absolute rich, 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 rich church. Absolutely rolling in the money by the billions. Anybody else? Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, that's a good example. That Sister Wives thing. It's a documentary on TV where the guy has four or five, and they're all happy and happy and happy. You got wife number one, wife number two, wife. Man's crazy to do something like that, ain't he? Well, the people probably ain't. Like Owen said, man said one time. He said the. The penalty for bigamy is having two mother-in-laws. Anybody else, right quick? Yeah. Amish people can leave. I tell you, you want to see something wild. If you want to see something wild, look at that video called Amish Kids on Meth. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Really? Amish Kids on Meth. I don't know where did I get that. Mr. T must have got it for me or something. Remember when I preached on meth a few years ago? I got it now. Amish Kids on Meth. It's really bad. I'm not trying to be funny. It's really, really bad. It's sad. It's sad, all those kids. They're ruining their lives. And they have a chance to get out and get rebellious and everything.